eating this gout and then watching this CCTV program and then maybe giving children the hongbao and then all these bianpao.
Wearing traditional Tong suit and paying some New Year calls to friends and family.
Hongbao and fireworks.
Living in a foreign country can be the most exciting, challenging, and sometimes most confusing experience in a person's life. Ricardo Alcanso, 27-year-old media worker from the United Kingdom, has been working in Beijing for more than 2 years. According to him, Beijing is really crowded and busy, but also convenient and open, like all the other international metropolises. But during the festival season, the city becomes restful.Alcanso is also impressed with the fireworks that are commonly seen and heard during Spring Festival.
There's a crazy amount of fireworks going on. It's like a war or something. It's crazy loud. It's difficult. Depending on where you are, I used to live in Dongzhimen. So in Dongzhimen, in the little compounds, the old guys used to set off so many fireworks. It was very, very loud. But it's cool at the same time.
The word cool can hardly summarize every foreigner's attitude toward fireworks. Some even say that the whole city feels like a battlefield, and when you least expect it, kaboom! Unlike Westerners who appreciate the visual aspect of fireworks more, Chinese also find the loudness cheering, since ancient Chinese believed that sound kept evil away. Diego Torres, who now lives in Madrid, studied in Beijing for more than 6 years.He specifically mentioned that the long holiday has provided people, especially the young generations, with more options.
Young Chinese people, they really love to be with the relatives, but they also are starting to go maybe on holidays alone, or they are starting, maybe they spend some time with the families, and then they go on a trip together with the girlfriend or the boyfriend. You see that there is...a lot of tradition, but there is also a lot of free will and innovation.
In the meantime, to those foreigners who married into a Chinese family, the experience can be quite different. Lina Dunn from South Korea has lived in Beijing since 2008 and now has a Chinese wife.Even though he has an Asian background, which includes the custom of celebrating the Lunar New Year, the Korean and Chinese festivities are not that alike.
일반적으로는 좀 완전 좀 다르고요. 그 한국에서는
In Korea, we don't have dumplings during the Lunar New Year. That's different from in China. We have our own traditional food, a kind of soup that's made of rice cake pieces.We play cards with families as well, like people in China. But we return back to our own homes at 8 or 9 at night. There's no such custom of staying up late during the New Year's Eve.
Anura Bender from Sri Lanka has been living in China for over 20 years. He got married with a Chinese woman, and he celebrates two different New Year festivals every year in both countries. He describes how his family celebrates Sri Lanka's New Year festival every April 14th.
过年当天基本上我们不会走经济的自己过自己家里的 过年第二天
In Sri Lanka, normally we don't visit relatives on New Year's Eve. On the first day of the New Year's, couples would visit their husband's parents first, and then the wives. I have five brothers. On the first day of the New Year, my brothers would bring their wives and children to my mother's house. So that would be over 30 people in a room. We would eat every meal together.The biggest problem for us is that our cooking pot isn't big enough.
China and Sri Lanka have different traditions during New Year Festival. Many Chinese believe wives should spend the Spring Festival with their parents-in-law, while their parents are visited by sons and daughters-in-law. However, due to the family planning policy introduced in 1979, most young couples are the only children in their families.That's why young couples now celebrate Spring Festival by visiting each other's hometowns in alternate years, inviting both parents to their homes, or traveling with both parents. Chinese Spring Festival starts on Lunar New Year's Eve and ends after the Latin Festival. Foreign people in China can participate in the tradition of Latin watching, riddle guessing, and the cooking of three dumplings to help them understand China's ancient culture.For CRI, I'm Yu Honglin.